Chris Olson, Rabo AgriFinance. You're based in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Glad to have you with us here at Trade Talk this year.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate being here.
Now, being a banker may not be as much fun right now as it was back in the go-go years of the zeros.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you think overall the grade card is on farmers in your area right now?
Well, I think the good thing we're seeing coming in 2016 right now is we have the bushels again. Yep. We had another good crop this year. Obviously, the challenge is going to be what it's worth. So I think, you know, we're optimistic right now. We got the bushels on the balance sheet, but really the price determination right now is going to really, I think, surprise some of us really what it's worth at the end of the day. So there'll be challenges again as we look into 2017 with crop operating renewals and financing opportunities. But I think what guys have realized now is they've been in this cycle now for a couple years, and I think they're strategically more prepared than they have been in the past couple years.
They've got it down on production, without a doubt. But on marketing, do you think they could do better?
Absolutely. You can always do better. I mean, and for me, the marketing aspects, first, you have to understand what your cost of production is.
Uh-huh.
And I think guys really got to drill down on what that cost of production is and then look for marketing opportunities where they can make a profit. I think there's profit opportunities on the table even right now for the 17 crop that guys should be looking at, and they need to take advantage of those opportunities. Once they understand what their true cost of production is in their operation.
When you get down in the very fine margins, I have people that say, actually, one of farmers' biggest problems is determining their cost of living,
mm-hmm.
how much it's costing them to maintain their lifestyle, and also how to react to a downtrend from a previous higher lifestyle.
That's correct. That's one of the biggest things that we talk with our producers about and potential customers is, what is that true cost of living in a family of four or five? What are you living on? And be fair to yourself. So what I always tell guys, look at your monthly expenses. When you look at everything you're spending for a month, you know, that's a really good reflection of what you're actually doing then. And don't short yourself, because it's going to limit you on what you're actually marketing your crop for then. And maybe you're not marketing at a profit anymore. So it is as a big point of contingency right now, especially coming off the highs we've been in. And that lifestyle, those lifestyle changes you got to make right now to make sure your operation can still be successful.
Chris, one more thing. Let's take it forward. Obviously, we've had a presidential election,
mm-hmm.
and we have a world market that is volatile in some ways. What do you think your company, your Rabobank, mm-hmm. Believes will be the economic hope of tomorrow?
That's a really good question. I think there's so many unknowns around this new presidency right now. You know, I think there's some optimism because there's going to be obviously changes coming. You know, I think the one thing we talked about yesterday and kind of preparing for this question is trade's got to be important to this country. And our new president's a businessman. He's an entrepreneur. We hope he sees the value in trade, especially in the farm sector, and we can improve that across, you know, from a world perspective to help our, you know, local producers have more opportunities for better sales.
You're off, my goodness. I can't leave it alone without one more question.
All right.
What about Europe? I mean, Rabo is worldwide. Europe and Brexit, do you feel that that has weakened the European Union?
I believe that, yes, it has. I mean, my opinion is, yes, it has. I mean, we've done some analysis on that. Excuse me.
Take one.
Yeah. Some analysis on that. And, yeah, it has weakened it. You know, our Food and Ag Research team, we actually have a member from that team here with us today, Steve Nicholson. He could definitely probably talk about that more. Because he talks to those guys in Utrecht probably on a weekly basis. And it would have a little more insight than that than I would, Ken. So I'll probably pass on that question.
Okay.
Yep.
Chris Olson with Rabo AgriFinance. Thank you very much for being
here. All right.
Here.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.